بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا نحن حافظون. وتعيد المساعدة today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility of looking after the Quran. Before the nations, whatever scripts were sent to them, they looked after it. Unfortunately, they failed the after to look after. When it came the Holy Quran, the miracle of the Quran is the right to the day of Qiyamah, it will remain as is. A lot of people have tried to all kinds of tricks to change the Quran in different ways. But Alhamdulillah, Allah says, we have taken responsibility. Some people even wrote the Quran in different words, changing the words a little bit and tried to sell it. One person became Muslim just because of that. He changed the Quran sleeve and put it on sale in public. He didn't sell one of them to him. Allah Ta'ala has took the responsibility. There's so many mu'jizat, miracles Nabi Karim has performed. But the greatest miracle is this, that the Quran Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility of it, that today, as you know, the oppositions of Islam, they try their level best to somehow mislead people. They went to that extent to burn the Quran Sharif too. When that extent to get rid of the Quran in every way, Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility that a 5-year child does not know how to read and write, but knows how to read the Quran Sharif. This is a miracle of the Quran. If a person is blind also, how would Allah Ta'ala protect his Quran that the child knows, the person, blind man also knows the Quran Sharif? So itself for us to understand, look at how that a small child who's 5 years old, maybe 4 years too, he is able to buy heart the Quran, yet he does not know how to read and write. We have to ponder upon this thing and see what of the greatness of the Holy Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala's miracle of the Quran. They say there is nothing more greater miracle to look at beside the Quran Sharif. Don't look at other miracles, look at the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala is responsible that we have to take care of it. If Khudana create tomorrow, the whole world begins to burn all the Quran Sharif, it makes no difference, because the Quran will still be in the hearts of the Hafiz of Quran. So that person with the Hafiz of Quran is very fortunate. He does not know how important he is, that Allah has chosen him to look after the Quran Sharif. So he has to behave like that too, that the Quran is with me all the time, then I must also try to follow the Quran Sharif and do not become like others. Then you walk everywhere to that, when the Hafiz Quran is walking, he's looking after the Quran. Hazrat should say, a person who got the Quran in his heart is walking with Jannat. He's just waiting for the doors of Jannat to open, then he can enter. So every one of us, we must try to open the Quran and read the Quran Sharif. I always say this, that even a person does not know how to read Quran, it is battling to read Quran, but he must still continue reading. By that battling to Allah Ta'ala, double sawab. Allah Ta'ala give double sawab. And do know, sometimes they say, I can't read properly, I don't know how to read, but you try your level best to learn and then to read properly. Once you know, Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was going past and he saw a murid, Habib Ajmi, was performing. Habib Ajmi was a foreigner, he was not an Arab. So he does not read properly in the Quran. So that night, you know, he read the namaz there. And Hasan Basri Rahmatullah, he was his sheikh. He went there to listen to his Quran. So when he heard the Quran, he felt his first not reading correctly, he walked away. When he walked away, that night he see Allah Ta'ala in a dream. Allah Ta'ala said, he asked Allah, which action that will bring me most closest to you? He said, you have lost that action. Have you been in the namaz behind the Hajib Ajmi? You have got that. So sometimes a person may not be reading properly, do not look down at him, because his heart is more closer to Allah Ta'ala, because the most important thing is a heart. Heart must be closer. Sometimes a person tries to level best, but he cannot read the Quran, but he still puts it. That's why they say a person does not know how to read the Quran, but continuously looking at the Quran, learning the thing, he gets double sawab. Allah Ta'ala looks at this person. One is a person read Quran, far, is enjoying himself. One is a person, bichara, is battling, but he still wants to read. One is don't want to read too, but he says, I want to, let me read. That person now is forcing himself to read. For that Allah tells him, double sawab. Quran Sharif, a person, there's no better wazifa than the Quran. You can read all the Quran, they say you read after Maghrib. Waqiyah is for barakat. If you have that intention, yaqeen, and you read the Quran Sharif and Surah Waqiyah every day after Maghrib, Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat. Likewise, with Surah Yasin in the mornings is very important. After the Surah Mulk to read at night is very important. These are things you have to read. Try to keep ourselves engaged in the Quran whenever you're free. The more we read, especially in the month of Ramadan, as far as possible, take the opportunity to read the Quran as much as possible. Because the more you read the Quran, the more barakah you get, and it will keep away from all kinds of sins. It's very, very important. Another part of the ayat was this month, Allah Ta'ala says that this world has come, this world, dunya and akhirat. So now you must think how long you will live in this world, and the hereafter how long you are going to live in that world. Now we have to learn that in this world we are living for a very short span of time. Yet you find a person in this world, he's spending so much of time and everything, like he's going to live all his life in the world. So we have to live a life of that kind that, Ya Allah, we're living in this world. And Allah Ta'ala has given us, you know, every kind of signs that a person is so busy, so working, and all of a sudden he passes away. What has it taken with him? When a person works so hard to get so much of money, end of the day the money is gone, the money does not stay with him too, other than enjoying the money too. And khuda na kare, those people are, the children are not good children, they'll misuse the money, the person will pass away, get more harm too. Live in a world that how much you're going to know that this is my time to live this world. I'm 50 years old, 60 years old, buying any time you're going to go. Look for the hereafter which is everlasting. What have you prepared for the hereafter? This is what it's supposed to be. Everything that we do, we must prepare for the hereafter. Every small thing that we must do, let me prepare for the hereafter. That is when you come to realize when you leave this world. And the greatest thing that you leave in this world is a pious child. There is a pious child, is nothing more greater than that. You can have all the money in the world. If you've got no pious child, you made the biggest mistake. You've got no money, but you've got a pious child, you've got everything. When a person leaves this world, when he goes for the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala give him high status, he begins to say, Ya Allah, I did not do anything in the world. How come I got this status? Allah says, because you left a pious child. Pious child is the greatest gift, is the greatest inheritance. We must work towards having a pious child. You can make him become whatever he wants to become. But first he must know he's a pious person, a Muslim. His iman must be very strong. Hazrat, he always says, who is a child? Bachcha kon hai? Zuban ka sachcha. Bachcha, zuban ka sachcha. He always tells the truth. He doesn't know what's the meaning of telling lies. Sayyidina Abu Kanjali, rahmatullahi alayhi, a small child, is going out on a safar to go and study somewhere. His mother hid the money there. No one knew about it, but the leader asked, just ask him, have you got something too? Because his mother told him, do not tell her, yes, I've got something. And he showed him, I got wages. Because of telling the truth, he left the child also, and he changed his life also. So do not tell a lie. Teach a child never to tell a lie. And this is what is very important. Second thing, zuban ka sachcha, dil ka pakka. You must be strong at heart. That whatever you say, your iman must be very strong. Anyone can come and tell you whatever they want to tell you, it must not change your iman. And anka acha, this is a very important thing. Your eyes must be very good, looking at all the right things, not the wrong things. Unfortunately, sad to say, every parent today, or most of the parents today, they begin to praise their child. They look, my child is a master in cell phone. They begin to praise. Did not understand that what harm has been causing death to the ank, the eyes. So how harmful it is to. If these three things the person got, then you must know this much. Zuban ka sachcha is always the truth. Dil ka acha. Dil ka pakka, aam ka acha. Inshallah, that is really a child. Allah Ta'ala sabko pious still nasib kare. And we must make whatever month of Ramadan we bring, Allah Ta'ala will make it to the day of Qiyamah until we live in this world. How we are so pakka with everything. You must continue doing all the good deeds. It mustn't be only in the month of Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa la aqibatul muttaqin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atmin lana nurana wa aghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.